Syracuse area residents who marched and rallied for racial justice can see one result of their actions codified into law. New York is poised to make Juneteenth an official public holiday. Syracuse Juneteenth Committee member Ruthney Engrand credits change to Black Lives Matter and other movements, largely led by youth.
They are not okay with all but deliberate speed when it comes to matters of social justice and matters of equity. Historically, protests, direct action, those are the things that are our conscience and that drive us as a country to just do the right thing.
We talked to her last month when Governor Andrew Cuomo signed an executive order to make Juneteenth a holiday for state workers, but just for this year. Now, the state Senate has passed a measure to make it a permanent public holiday.
It's American history. It's not just for Black people or African Americans. We may be able to get policies, corporate policies, local policies, government policies, focused on equity in a way that we never have been able to before. And it reminds the country that we had to put an end to slavery. We had to look at someone of another race and see them as a citizen for the first time.
She says hopefully the holiday will give people a chance to reflect on equality. But she adds it can't change what's in people's hearts. The June 19th holiday bill heads to the governor's desk, where he's expected to sign it into law. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.